We reach.
Oh dear.
I'm ready. I've watched like three Star Trek episodes today and several others over the course of the last couple of days.
Oh, I purchased, after sending the email that I had to watch them in streaming, I decided to purchase the Blu-rays so I would not have to watch like an animal. And so I've been working my way through the first season.
The Blu-rays.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Tony.
Do I sound? You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. And I sound reasonable.
You do. You're not snowed to death or anything.
It's a little exciting here, but, you know, it doesn't affect my podcast.
And Scott is
ability.
Looking down at what, rainy streets from far above?
The streets are perfectly clear here.
Wow. That is not the situation.
In Philly.
But yep.
I'm just not going to leave my house for a little while.
Well, so. It was a very cold day in San Francisco area today, too. It only got up to about 63.
That's rough.
How did you survive, Jason?
Well, we took a walk, and I wore a hoodie. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah, I know. I know. Man.
Bundle up.
Yeah. Oh, man. So chilly.
It is cold in Philadelphia, but we do not have 18 feet of snow to deal with, so.
Yep.
That's good.
That is good.
Oh, Ben Wu says turn on the thing. We should turn on the thing. I'm going to turn on the thing.
Okay. I won't say anything bad about 5x5.
No, don't
other
say
sponsors.
Anything bad because we're online. Oh, Ben Wu.
Oh,
Ben
no.
Wu told me to turn on the thing, so it's on. And I guess I should send out the thing that says we're on live.
5x5 at the movies. Yep, got it.
5x5 at the movies, yeah. You know, Dan updated the software on the CMS so that authors only see their own podcasts in the stream control.
Very smart.
Which is, yeah. Yeah, that's really...
Ruins the fun.
Should have been there from the beginning.
Yes.
But I can't push 5x5 at the movies anymore.
Oh, that's sad. I'm going to open a can of soda, so I'm just warning you for some reason.
I can't wait.
Ah,
this podcast is brought to you by soda.
Mm, it's delicious.
I did a lot of reviewing on Memory Alpha in preparation.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I'm more convinced now that Benedict Cumberbatch is Khan, by the way.
I was pretty convinced.
Because the Memory Alpha and the Wikipedia page say that originally he was going to be a Nordic Superman named, you know, Ragnar Thunderbolt Thor or something, but that his alias was going to be John Erickson. And I said, say now, isn't Benedict Cumberbatch John Harrison? Sounds like an alias to me.
Yeah.
For Khan! Or... some other friend of Khan's.
Well, Benedict's upper body is not as impressive.
No,
as
that's true. In the alternate universe, he's less developed.
It's unfortunate.
Khan.
Well,
Cumberbatch!
It's a direct, you know.
So,
something that Romulans did.
Sherlock!
I wonder if in this alternate... So they reset the... In the J.J. Abrams universe, they've reset the universe. But it's still after the 90s. So did the eugenics wars still happen?
Yes, yes. Yes, absolutely. The point of divergence is the day that Captain Kirk's dad dies on the Kelvin.
Right.
So but wouldn't they update that a little bit so that the eugenic wars didn't happen... in our past?
In the 1990s. I had the feeling they might soft pedal that a little bit.
In the 1990s.
Back hundreds of years ago. I love that, though. You know, there's nothing I think I love more in sci-fi than old references to the future that have passed now. Because there's several references in Star Trek to not just the 90s with Khan, which I watched today. I watched Space Seed. But with the 80s, too. They talk about, like, it's in the far-off land of 1982. And I think, 1982. That's a long time ago now. I love that those times are considered in the far future because they're gone.
We have to save this for the podcast.
People. We should, I suppose. There's so much.
There is a lot to cover.
We're just waiting for Steve.
It always surprises me how many episodes of the original series there are. It's only three seasons. But
what is it, 78?
That's a lot of episodes.
79. I know some Star Trek fan is going to... I freak out that I don't know the exact number, but
it's okay.
It's 79. I guess it's 78 if you only count the menagerie once.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. I don't. I count it
twice, so 79. But it's not, you know, they always said to succeed in syndication, you have to have 100 episodes, but that's not entirely true.
It's unfortunate that Star Trek did not seem to succeed.
No, it failed. But I mean, again, that's another point for the podcast, is that they brought it back for season 3, which was really not very good. But it added volume.
It did. You know, what it lacked in quality, it made it up in quantity.
Say what you will about those episodes, they aired.
That's right.
They contain time.
Yeah.
It's like Spock's brain. Spock's brain, controversial, but really, all that happens, they steal his brain, and then there's this very kind of strange and avant-garde shot where the whole crew just sits around tapping their fingers for a little while thinking about what to do, and then they go get the brain at the end, and that's it. That's, it's really just killing time
for
50 minutes. That's the other funny thing about those episodes, is that if you look at the running time, it's shocking how much the commercial load has increased in the last 40 years.
And I want to save it for the podcast, but like the pacing is so different from modern TV.
Well, that's true too. But they had 50 minutes instead of 42, right? I mean,
they could relax and stretch out the
It's just like, you know,
meaningful looks.
Take our time.
Yeah,
a lot of camera holds on people. For
I was surprised. You know? I was surprised at the plot of what did I watch today?
Hello,
hello.
Oh.
Hello. What was it?
That's
what
all the time we have today.
Hello.
The one.
Goodbye.
The one I watched today. It was Corbomite Maneuver, and I'll talk about it. But there's, I remember that being a taut kind of a thriller, and it was the first episode shot after the pilots, and they put a lot of like 20 minutes into sort of like, here's what life is like on the ship. And there's like, it's not related to the plot. It's like, why is Captain Kirk not on the bridge? Call Captain Kirk. There's an emergency. There's a cube floating in front of the ship emitting radiation. Call Captain Kirk. And it goes for like 4 minutes before Spock is like, Captain Kirk, come to the bridge. And then even then, Dr. McCoy ignores the call and makes him shirtless, of course. Well,
Keep
riding his little pedals on the ceiling so that he can get his physical, because you get the impression that it took him like 40 emails to get Kirk to come in for a physical, right?
Kirk does not like physicals, although he likes taking his shirt off, so you would think.
He ignores a red alert for purposes of finishing the physical.
So Kirk on the bridge with the cube doesn't happen until like 8 minutes into the episode. It's unbelievable! And then after that, they have a whole thing where they're like in a meeting, and it's like, how was your day?
They had to make a lot of protocols came out of where things went bad on the Enterprise, right?
That's true. We have to fix a lot of Starfleet regulations.
It was like a laboratory for how a starship should maybe be run.
Amazing. You know? Okay,
scenes are good.
We should
perhaps have some scenes with me pumping something.
Yes, with my shirt off.
Also shirtless.
Everybody record. Everybody should record before we get
going. Recording.
Thank you. Hit hang up instead of recording.
No!
Recording.
That's the wrong button.
They're both red.
Recording.
All right, excellent. I'm also recording. And the chat room is out there. Hi, chat room. We know that you're there. We see you.
Hey, chat room. How's it going?
We're talking about...
Yes.
So,
they're
Star Trek Babylon 5.
Yes, that's right, Steve. It's all about Babylon 5. No, it's the original Star Trek.
This is Babylon 5 we're talking, right?
And I asked in an email that you gather some favorite episodes, because I think that might be a useful way to do it, and also perhaps some hated episodes. Scott, I said a handful. Scott came up with 16. I came up with 15.
You guys have big hands.
I'm underprepared.
But that's okay. That's okay. You guys are a control group, so...
That's true. And there are many reasons why I like different episodes.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. I agree. This will be good.
Save some for the new kids, all right?
Yeah. Good. Yes. Okay.
And I'm having an interesting experience. Well, I'll save it for the podcast.
All right, save it for the podcast. Yes, here we go. Ready?